All right, welcome to the pre-show here for a Wednesday, and firing up the video here for our pre-show for Wednesday. Now, I just rubbed my nose and I didn't wipe off. No, it's cool. I haven't been anywhere today. Well, I have been, but I wiped off. the reason why I'm saying all this shit is, you know, I'm going out of town this weekend, and I'm gone for a week. And I'm taking a kind of, I couldn't fuck this up more if I tried, but then I didn't really know, you know, I just said, fuck it. You know, I'm taking a connecting flight. In other words, I'm not taking a nonstop to where I'm going. And I'm not saying yet where I'm going. I'm just not going to say where I'm going until I get there. Okay. So you're just going to have to live with it. That's the other thing I do. I got to get on these fucking shows, man. God damn it. Hello. Okay. Love you. So I'm not going to tell you where I'm going until I get there. But anyway, long story short, you know, I got it all figured out, man. This coronavirus thing, here's what you do. First of all, the hands have got to be clean, man. That's what everybody's telling us. All right. Now, I know it's airborne. There's not a whole lot you can do about that. Just, I don't know, man. You know, cover your motherfucking face, whatever. There's cats sneezing. You know, but here's what I'm going to do. Always wash your motherfucking hands. Don't go to your mouth or your eyes with your hands. If you think you're going to go to your mouth or your eyes with your hands, wash the goddamn hands all the time. How do you do that? You carry with you a bottle of liquid soap. I got that. I got like 2 or 3 bottles. How do you do that on a carry-on? Because you know you can only carry so much soap. Aha! You can do it in small containers. But you just make sure that when you touch shit, you wash your fucking hands, okay? If you go to your mouth and you haven't, you know, washed your hands, you can do this, you can, that kind of shit with your jacket or your coat or your shirt sleeve or something. That's really the basic thing. Before you touch your goddamn face, wash your fucking hands. That's what they're saying. That's the bottom line. That's it. Before, you know, that happens, wash your motherfucking hands. Wash them good, dude. Okay? That's the main thing. Now, I know they're saying there's airborne shit. Okay. Now, what do you do about that? There ain't a whole lot I can do about that, man, unless you have a fucking mask that you want to wear 24/7. And I don't really know the efficacy of those masks. I just don't. Now I'm going to tell you why I'm going where I'm going. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Love, motherfuckers. That's why. Love has come to town. Do, 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 do. Love's come to Philtown. I'm going, in other words, to be clear, I'm going for a woman. I'm exposing myself to untold torturous disease. Look at that, I got open sores. I'm kidding, I'm joking. I'm exposing myself to untold torturous disease and sex. I mean, there's sex at the end of the line, I should say, but I'm exposing myself to untold torturous disease, but then there's sex and love. And if you know anything about Phil Hendry, he's done stupid shit for love in his life. He's done goddamn. But I don't think I've ever braved many thousands of miles of air travel and disease for love. But that's why I'm doing it. You will be filled in. You will be filled in. You will be filled in. You will be P-H-I-L-E-D. Yeah. Or maybe P-H-I-L-L-E-D. Filled in. We could do a lot of that stuff. You know, we could do a lot of that lame shit. You know, like I used to do with the P-H-A-N-S. You know, and everybody said, you're an idiot. And they were right because our fan page is all fucked up because of that. But anyway,
you know, it's a very interesting thing, you know. How come the levels on this motherfucking bitch?
Jesus, man. What in fuck the story? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you go, bitch. Roll that shit back. All right, now, I wanted to show you guys something. It's kind of cool. It's cool, and yet it isn't. Hey, what happened, man? Yeah, there it is again. I don't know why I'm showing you this. It's just something. You've heard of the Face app, and I don't think a lot of you guys know exactly what the Face app is. The Face app, as you know, can take a series of pictures and you can manipulate it and change it and so on and so forth. Now, I'm going to show you what I did with the face of Caesar Sayoc, who you probably remember, this fucking piece of shit. He's the guy that sent all these bombs around. And how do I make this big? How do I make it bigger? I guess it doesn't matter. How do I make it bigger? That's what he said. No, it's, there you go. Okay, cool. All right, bitchin', I got it. I got it going on now. All right, now check this out. That's the face of Caesar Sayoc. a crazy fucking piece of shit that was mailing bombs to people. And like that, he's now cooling his heels in federal prison. He's done. He's out. He's forget it. Now, I took his face and I applied various filters and so forth from the face app. And I turned him into a smiling, middle-aged woman. It's weird. It's getting weirder. But here goes. There he is. You wouldn't even know it's the same guy, would you? That's Cesar Sayoc's picture. I added the smile because they gave you that option. This is just options they give you on the filter. I thickened the lips. Let me see, what else did I do? I think I gave him a bigger nose because you can see the nose is pointing. It's pointing down a little bit, so I gave him a bigger nose. Face shape is identical. I basically applied the female, you know, filter, and then I added the curly hair just as a way of, you know, giving him some hair because he hasn't, you know, he's got it cut short. Okay. Now, at what point they added earrings? I did add the glasses. Okay. Now, that's pretty fucking, it's a pretty potentially dangerous technology, because you can really take a picture and you create a whole new face. What is that? So that is Cesar Sayoc. Now, you may be interested to know, and since we're kind of off the clock here, I'll tell you this, that the photograph that I use, well, I'm not going to tell you. No, I better not. Because the minute I tell you guys something, it becomes a goddamn, you know, I'm not blaming you guys. I mean, anybody would do, but it becomes a topic of discussion all over Henry Land. And but there you have this woman who is not really a woman at all. It's a guy whose face, a notorious psychotic or psychopathic killer or potential killer, bomber. That's who that actually is. And here he is, Cesar Sayoc. And we applied the female filter and we had made some adjustments. And I can show you what the actual, once you apply the female filter, there is, I'll show you exactly. Can I do it? Just some hockey fights that I relax and watch hockey fights. I don't know. Well, anyway, you don't need to see it, but it's an interesting tool, and, but I understand the danger of it, of using it. I've used it in service of our show. I won't tell you where, how, when, nothing. But there you go. Ah, fuck. My shoulder's hurting me. But yeah, I'm on my way back east. Now you know where I'm going. I'm going back east, goddammit. For love. Is she someone that I just met? Is she a fan? No. Have I known her before in my life? Yes. So in other words, it wasn't just some social media hookup. No. It's a cool story, actually, and completely unexpected, man. Completely fucking unexpected. But we just like, boom, you know, we just like, I think a lot of you guys, when you find out who it is, will be really, you'll just, I think you'll be amused and you'll, cause there is a segment of my, of you guys out there who will know who this person is. And so, Phil, are you going to tell us? I cannot tell you. All right. This is Herb Sewell. Phil Henry is on the phone, because I want you to be on the phone today, Phil. You are in love. Is that right? I am, yeah.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing, test. And this is Herb Sewell, Phil, and I think there is Well, Phil, you know, it's very interesting. Hey. Well, it's very interesting, Phil. It's quite interesting, Phil. I don't fucking know this thing. Testing, 1, 2. Testing. Most of what the people... Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, testing, 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 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 1, 2. Oh, there you go. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. And see, that sounds really hollow. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2. This is Herb Sewell, Phil, and this then is the Herb Sewell Show.
And today, guess who my special guest is? You're not going to... Herb, wait a minute. You're not allowed to open your sewer. What? Why do I have the BYU channel? What the fuck is that? Is that a bad joke, DirecTV? What the fuck is the BYU fucking channel? I don't want the fucking BYU fucking... Ain't the fuck, you know? Christ almighty. See, I just went to my nose, but then there's no coronavirus in this house. The BYU fucking channel. What the fuck is this shit? All right, this is the dumbest goddamn channel. I got a cooking show that looks boring as fuck. Then they had some other thing. They had BYU basketball, which I could give a shit about. Anyway, and why am I watching it? All right, now, I had an idea, and then it went out of my head.
Yes, this is Ed Elcott, Phil. Well, hello, Phil. This is Ed Elcott.
Wait a minute. Who's is that Errol Flynn dancing? It is. Thank your lucky stars. Errol fucking Flynn dancing. Testing, 1, 2.
Well, yes, this is Ed Elcott.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed. I've always felt close to you, Ed.
Well, Phil, it's wonderful to be with you. And Gloria Grover and I, well, Gloria and I are happy to be with you. Gloria and I are very happy to be with you. Aha, that's the one there. Gloria and I are very happy to be with you, and it's part of our... Gloria and I are very happy to be with you, and the... well, Phil, we're very happy to be with you, and I would say... Okay, that's... we're very happy to be with you, Phil. Thank you, Phil. It was after the last leveling... Why do I have acid reflux,
motherfucker? Is that the ketchup that I've been eating? I put ketchup on a couple of plant burgers. Yeah, that's right, plant burgers. This is a musical with Errol Flynn. Okay, so not that I give much of a shit. Let me just see something here. When's this piece of shit going to be over? Inside Daisy Clover. Yeah, I'll bet. Oh, it's a wartime. Oh, it was for morale. One of these wartime things, like Hollywood Canteen. Okay.
Well, Phil, it's great to be with you. You know, Gloria and I have... Gloria, why don't you come in here?
Yes.
Gloria and I have, I guess we've been seeing each other.
Ed and I have been seeing each other for, oh, I guess it's a number of years now.
Wait a minute.
Ed and I have been seeing each other for a number of years.
We have, and
Ed and I have been seeing each other for a number of years.
Yes, we have, and so, and when did we first start dating?
Well, you asked me out after that. There was a conference, the Overseers Conference.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2.
And you started...
Testing 1, 2. 1, 2. That's a restaurant. I don't know why, but I just got a big laugh thinking that Ed Elcott took Gloria Grover to,
Hi, it's over 747, thank you. Alright.
Oh, man. Betty Davis is singing in this. I don't think I want to turn the sound up on this thing because it's scaring me. Yes, I had 4 plant-based burgers today for a total of 1,227 calories. And I also had some other fruits and things that came to the entire thing, 1,940 calories. I'm under 2,000 calories. Now, I got to watch it with the fruit. I eat a lot of apples because Weight Watchers decided to turn apples into, you know, their points. They're no points. I mean, they're like vegetables, no points. But I got to watch it because, you know, there's a lot of sugar, natural sugar, but it's sugar in apples, and that is calories. But I guess it gets processed differently. I don't fucking know. Fruits tends to run right through you, though, doesn't it? I mean, how much of that do you keep on? Yeah, the guy's straightening his tie. Cause give me a break. Because he thinks he's going to bang Betty Davis. So when Betty Davis was a young woman, she wasn't a bad-looking woman. In fact, she had some very beautiful features, starting with these gorgeous eyes, but and, you know, not a half bad body either. But you know, she started doing a lot more character stuff the older she got, right into, you know, Baby Jane, which pretty much just, you know, took the bloom off the rose there. And God bless her for it, man. It's a great part. It's a great character. Fantastic character. Scary as fuck movie too. Jesus. And during the filming of that movie, she had an affair with Robert Aldridge. Are you ready for that? At least that's what that movie claims. That movie, the one that they did about Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, that had Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon as the, you know. And she had an affair with Robert Aldridge. Interesting. At least, like I said, that's what the movie claims. All right, enough of this bullshit. I don't know, man. Maybe I shouldn't say anything. You know what I'm saying? This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yeah. Look out. Yeah, man, now we're fucking talking. That's what I like. Betty Davis is being swung around the dance floor by some bebop and dancing. That was a riot. This dude had her. This cat was. What do they call that dancing back then, man? Swing dancing? It ain't. No, it's more than swing dancing. It was. Cat, what? I forget, man. Ah, oh, fuck. God damn it. No, man, 3-2. What's the date today? Today's the 10th. What in the 9th? I know the words of one song. Listen, you girls, I'm telling you now, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing. And then you holler, please don't stop, don't stop. There'll be 50 minutes of steam. 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top, 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 top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
Oh, Christ, Ed.
I'm a 60-minute...
Well, let me tell you, girls.
What is it? Listen, you girls, I'm telling...
Listen, you girls, I'm telling you now, come up and see Ed Elcott. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man.
Oh, Jesus.
There'll be 16 minutes of... Well, Phil, we're coming out, and we're coming out loud and proud. Gloria and I have been involved, as you know, in a carnal relationship.
And you are marrying?
No, God Almighty.
Oh, we're not marrying, no. First of all, that would kill Larry if he knew.
60-minute man. I wonder if I can do it karaoke. I wonder if they actually have. Do you think they have the 60-minute man karaoke? Here we go. Boom. Found it. Boom. Found it. Boom. Found it. Found it. Found it. Boom. Oh, man. Come up and see old Dan. I'm a 60-minute man. Oh, man. Testing. Fucking whore. Not again with you motherfuckers. I swear to God. No. How many times am I cleaning the fucking print nozzles on this fucking thing, if you'll pardon the expression? So this girl I know, I say girl, you know, I mean, relatively speaking, but she is, I don't know, man. It just fucking happened, man. It just fucking happened, man. But it happened to both of us, and it was like, and we know each other. I will tell you, we've known each other for over, we first met over 20 years ago. And I know some of you guys are now, you're starting to do a little, don't try to do no arithmetic. That's got to be the ketchup, man. I've got like fucking acid reflux, and I don't get that shit at all when I'm dieting. The only thing I can think is the ketchup that I'm eating on the so-called organic ketchup, by the way. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. 60-minute man. How we doing with the fucking green screen on this motherfucker? I put it on heavy-duty cleaning, you know. These movies, this is back in the days when guys had specialties, like being bald was a special, or having your toupee ripped off. That was a specialty. I was actually an extra in a music video many years ago, 30-plus years ago, a music video, and I saw this guy was there, and his specialty was have his toupee ripped off. I don't know, man. It's like, I just thought, wow, I guess the cat got to work, you know. Come up and see old Dan. My ear itches.
Ah, my ear is itching me.
All right, so, groovy. It's done. God damn it. It really is a very difficult thing to endure. Perfect. Clean. Looking bitchin'. Okay, I like it, man. Ah, fuck. Beautiful thing, man. Okay. Fuck. If your man ain't treating you right. Are we ready? We are? We aren't? We is? We are? We okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go.